we spoke out a very, very long time ago when we were learning that Gadot and Gemara is in the beginning of Perek HaMoiches HaSvina regarding all the fantastic stories Rabbi Bar Bar Chana that are told over there. And the Gemara says that he had encountered a merchant, Ahutaya, and he showed him around. He took him to where Kairach is buried. He took him to the place of Har Sinai. And the Gemara tells some incredible stories. He was the greatest tour guide of all time. And the Marsha asks Akasha, he says, I don't understand. If this Arab merchant was so tapped in to all these spiritual places, then how did he bribe an Arab merchant? How is it even possible? Why was he not Megayim? This is the Marshal's Kasha. So we spoke out from a sefer called Birchas Avram. The Mechaber is Rabbi Avram Shapiro. We've spoken out from the sefer a few times. He was from the Mishpacha of Rameir Shapiro. And this sefer was printed in Tofresh Tzadik Vav. And in this sefer, Birchas Avram, he says two terutzim to this Kasha. One, he says, maybe this is a riot to the Chida. That the Chida says that even though you find Gerim throughout history, the Gerim all came from Esav. They didn't come from Yishmael. It's because Esav was in the Rechem of Rivka, and because of that, they have this nitzitz of Kedusha that they sometimes come back. As opposed to Yishmael, who's the patriarch of the Yishmaelim, who came from Hagar, and that's why you don't find the way in the game. The Chida says it's Kiyodua, and he says maybe this Marshal's Kasha is Mamish Araya to this Indian. It traces itself back to that Rizal, but the bottom line is that was my Mahalach. But then he said, I want to say something else. Yesterday's daf, we talked about Ahu Saba, the 33 places that the Talmud Sanan Bamiram was Malakit, then in the Talmud Bavli. There are more in Yerushalmi, by the way. But the 33, I ain't sure, but the 33 places that you find in the Talmud Bavli. And this Yid, Rabbi Avram Shapiro, in the Birchas Avram, he asked the Kasha from a Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara says, Amr Abiyana Mishum Zokin Echad. Biani told the Zokin Echad something, and in that Gemara, it's Mavur, that Zokin Echad is for sure not Elio Anavi. And he asked that if Ahu Saba, the Yesh Mepharshim said, is Elio Anavi, and Tosfos was doiched from Shabbos Lama Dalet, why wasn't he doiching it from Gittin Pei Beis? Ayin Sham. So he says, he thinks the Teretz is Pashat. You find Zokin, you find Saba, you find these Lashon, this very often in Gemaras. I don't think even the Yesh Mepharshim ever said that all those Sabas and all those Zokin, not every Altaid in Talmud Bavli is Elio Anavi. When it says Ahu Saba with the Hey Ayidia, that's when it's Elio Anavi. But then he went weiter. He said, I want to say more than that. That even when you find Ahutaya, Hamusker B'Shas Pamim Rabbis, that is mentioned very often in Shas, Gamkein Elio, Ubozem Miyoshev Kushes Amar Shazal. Because in that Maisa with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, it says, Ahutaya. Ahutaya was Elio Anavi. What do you think? It was an Arab merchant that knew where all these places? Doesn't make any sense. And then he would have been Megai, you're right. It was Elio Anavi, because just like Ahu Sab is Elio Anavi, so Tahutai, and he goes and he brings riyas from a few Gemaras where you find it was Ahu Taya that was Megala things that even the Chachamim didn't know, which is very strange. Punk, this guy knew all this. The Teretz is, if Ahu Sab is Elio Anavi, it's the Ahu. Well, Ahu Taya also. And then he fears us. He says one beautiful thing. He says that Yesh Shloiman, the Gemara says in Mesachas Brachas Davav Amid Beis, that there was once a person that was davening Me'achirei Beis Medrash. It's a very bad thing to do. Cholof Eliyo, Eliyo Navi passed, Idmi Leiketaya. And he dressed up like a Taya, and he went ahead and he punished this person. So you see from here, Mefurash Gemara, that Eliyo Navi sometimes appears, he's Megal himself sometimes, as a Taya. Ahu Taya is Ahu Saba. This is all a Hemshech to the raid from the end of yesterday's daf. He quotes a few Gemaras that he believes are riyas, that Ahu Taya wasn't just an Arab merchant. Ahu Taya was Elio Anavi. I think this Gemara, at first glance, that the sea split for a Pinchas Ben Yair for the other Yid and for Ahu Taya, it sounds that way. Now, what's the much over here? What did Pinchas Ben Yair tell the sea? Split for him, why? Because it's Elio Anavi, then why do you have to do that, right? Say split because it's for Elio Anavi. But I don't know that that's a kasha, because the sea doesn't just split. The sea doesn't just split. The sea was splitting for a Pinchas Ben Yair because he was being Eiser Etzayin. He was going to do a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. And that other Yid was also doing a mitzvah. El Yohan Navi with the ganze ganz kein necha teisa, the sea is going to split. Narvas, because of this cheshbin, I think fakert, the fact that you see the sea split for Ahu Taya, and he was zoicha to this miracle that's mamish kemoisha v'shit in Rivavon. Maybe this is a little bit of a maramakim to that shmuz over there in the Sefer Birchas Avram, sef soysa v'yu, doifavoy spekar, either way.